Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé.
I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fadeaway on niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness.
Yeah, bitch.
Check, check. Did we mic check?
Yeah, nigga, you slept through all.
So why I can't hear myself?
Cause your headphones fucked up.
But don't say it like that. Don't blame me so loud.
I'm blaming you.
I don't like the way you said that.
Cause it's not our fault.
It's us fault. We do everything together right now,
bro. Fuck. Hear this guy?
Fuck going on. Now I gotta pop butt naked because this shit not.
Not literally. If you know.
What difference would it make?
I would have been right now.
But this nigga was a football player.
Niggas was in butt ass in high school. What's wrong with you?
Nah.
Ooh. In your locker room, nigga. That shit was not happening in this locker room, cuz.
Niggas was. Niggas getting dressed. It was everybody's wearing long johns.
That's what you think of niggas from Elizabeth having long johns on underneath.
The off-white ones.
Chill, because they keep you the warmest.
What, the beige ones?
Niggas wearing cream long johns. Freak ass niggas. But long johns was some shit. You can wear long johns with just like a coat. You don't even got to zip that shit up, and it's still good. Man. You see us talking on the thing, man. I didn't know that you saw me. How you didn't know everybody talking into the microphone? Everybody is
in TikTok, bro.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's episode 87 and the Regulation Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Shay.
Boop Nook.
It's your boy, Mister
Zig Love, back in the motherfucking building.
You feel me?
You know what the fuck going on?
For me,
long johns is clutch though. I still wear some long johns.
I would still wear long johns too.
I'm putting some on tomorrow before I go to work, guys.
Anybody ask you that, bro?
You don't call me long johns.
I should have slapped you out your fucking sleep.
I
didn't
say that. Nobody heard it. Long johns, yes.
You niggas stink.
They got servitude.
Yo, who's? Have you ever eaten there? Oh, all right, we all humans in here.
I'm about to say, don't even look
long at me. Long John Silver.
Yeah, nah, that's
true. I don't even know what that was. I just know that I knew what it was. Like, that's a restaurant? It
is. They got one out there?
Kinda. They have them in the South.
Long John Silver.
What the fuck is going on, gang? It's been a couple weeks. You feel me? It's been a decent amount of time since all of us was here.
Yes, sir.
It's good to have everybody back. Glad everybody's healthy. You are so bad at this.
Wait, nigga,
this nigga Ranch have his own podcast by himself right now.
Wait, the fucking
one is in Lansdale, Pennsylvania.
Lansdale, and it's connected to a Taco. We gotta go,
bro. There should be no fish connected to Taco Bell at all.
We gotta go.
Who the fuck is we?
All of us. We gotta go as a pod.
We gotta do the pod live from Long John Silver.
That's nasty.
Nigga, they will lock us up, bro. I don't even know what side of PA that's.
I'm just frying all the guests that walk in there. Like, first of all, you're nasty.
Long John Silver
to a pod. But I'm gonna do that shit and put it in the ambassador's box. Yeah, that shit gonna piss niggas off.
I'm so disappointed right now.
Yo, you open the ambassador's box thinking it's fish from there and it's from Long John Silver.
Wait, yo, somebody Google what they food look like.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, the Reds gonna do it.
I feel like it's
probably like a
fillet
fish.
Ooh. Damn.
Long John Silver. That's bad.
They be selling like fish nuggets. Nuggets.
Nuggets.
What the fuck is
Fish nuggets. Hey, fish nuggets.
No.
That shit basically.
It's just like, anyway, it's like fish sticks with.
That shit seafood Boston
this ain't
market.
Coleslaw. This shit look like.
Bro, that's coleslaw.
What the fuck is this?
This shit is school lunch.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
School lunch is better than that.
No, it's not.
School lunch wasn't better than that.
School lunch was definitely better than whatever. Thank you.
School lunch was on par with that.
That's because you went to school all them Indians and shit, nigga.
I went to the same school as this nigga. Try again,
bro. But you went to school
for a couple years.
For more years than I went to wherever I went to school. You talking about
Cap?
Really?
South Brunswick veteran over there.
For one year, for half a year at that.
Nah, okay. School lunch was all right. They was all
right. What was y'all favorite lunch when y'all was in high
school? Chicken patty.
Oh.
Pizza.
Pizza don't count.
Pizza don't count?
Nah, it's pizza.
Sloppy Joe's. I was about to say, somebody gonna say the nastiest sloppy.
Hold on.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Nah, that's not a Sloppy Joe's. Used to go crazy.
What? Niggas enjoying the mystery meat?
The Sloppy Joe's, they used to go crazy.
Yeah, you Taco Bell?
Yeah. I'm a sinner.
That makes sense.
I'm a sinner.
That's all I get.
But the fact that you was eating sloppy Joes from school,
what
was you drinking? Chocolate milk. White milk.
Strawberry milk.
Oh, that's sinister.
I just wanted you to like say that back in your mind right now and think about doing that shit right now.
With the box juice.
Nah, it wasn't even no juice for real. You had
the
skunk ready juice.
With the shit had a little fruit cup with the nasty green grape.
I remember
the little grape. I used to
fuck the fruit up though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm a fruit.
What? You're a fruit what?
Where you going with this?
I started talking. I was like, nah.
Yeah, nigga said, I don't like that.
That one ain't working out, huh?
Yo, would y'all share a blunt with Magic Johnson? I feel like for some people, that's a blessing. You would share a blunt with that nigga, though? Like, he rolled up. Yeah, he rolled up. It was like he spurred that shit.
I don't think that nigga got it for real. So,
do I have his medication?
But you willing to take that risk?
Nah, I don't even smoke. I barely smoke with my friends. So,
you want to take a once in a lifetime opportunity to smoke with Magic Johnson?
He's not a nigga that would be in my dream blunt rotation anyway. So,
I'm just saying, would you do that? Would you do a zig?
Well, I smoke a blunt with Magic Johnson.
I personally, I'm not mature enough for that. I feel like I could smoke half, and then he could have the other half. I don't think I would pass Magic Johnson the blunt, bro.
I don't think I need to.
It'd be the one time that you got like a cut on your lip or something.
It ain't that extravagant of an experience for me to feel like I can't either face my own shit. Well, I guess if I don't have weed,
it's something extravagant about it.
Can you even get that shit from smoking though, cuz?
See, look at
it. It ain't herpes, right?
So why you
I'm being for real right now. Like, can you even get that shit from smoking with them?
Are you willing to find out?
I think he don't have anything, honestly, but I think he had HIV.
I'm not willing to find out.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson got HIV. Yeah.
Treating that shit like just like how them niggas treated it back then. Like,
no, he still got it. He just undetected
became a billionaire
or whatever. You know, they got them
100% undetectable.
His viral count is low. It's like underneath
the T cells or whatever that shit is.
I think it's viral count.
I don't know nothing about none of that for real.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I just wanted to ask a question. Just wanted to see
when you go get tested and shit, bro, and it say like the less than sign and shit like that. Yeah. Where you fall at?
Yo. Alright, so I seen a lot of crazy stuff in the past couple weeks on the internet. How much is too much to pay for pussy?
Am I in Vegas?
Wherever you at. How much is too much? Where's the line? Where's the limit?
Individually or as a collective?
Why are we collectively buying?
Because, I mean, it could be you and like five of your homies and shit, and bro, niggas got a house and like so much DR more pussy in the world, bro. Like,
it's so much more pussy.
Niggas be buying bitches for their house for the whole trip.
Why are you buying pussy to run a train with your mans?
Oh, no.
That's
no.
What it just sounded like to me, bro.
Oh, no. I said individual. Okay, so collectively, like we talking about one girl, talking about like five girls. Like,
nah, I'm just saying.
Like, is it going to be like a group?
A 1v1.
A 1v1?
And we don't even get like this, but it's a reason I'm asking this question. Like, this is not even the type of conversation we usually be having, but I'm interested to know, like, where is y'all on?
I got
like, it's five bands. Five bands is not, it's too much.
Nigga, what?
Five bands.
If you had it like that, five bands too much.
What am I paying five bands for?
If I had it like that, I might give out five bands.
Ten bands.
Bro, ten bands too much. Ten bands too much.
Too much money, bro.
Ten bands too much. But sometimes there's opportunities in life that may be worth certain things.
Yo, so I don't even know who this nigga is, but I thought it was crazy because it's like, it's just very interesting to me, people's perspective on like just how they deal with people, how they deal with relationships. So this rapper was like, his name is Bam Man Kevo.
Yeah,
sounds like somebody who I don't want to listen to.
He did.
Yeah, he got his body done. He got a BBL.
And
that nigga got the Santana.
Because he got abs like an action figure. I swear to God.
Yeah, and he got he signed one of his baby moms to a contract. So like anything she make, he get half of it.
This nigga's crazy. Nigga reveals the most I paid was 12 bands.
I'm about to say like $10,000.
You save a lot of time instead of taking him on dates and talking on the phone for hours. I just rather just pay him.
Which I can't be mad at, bro. Like that's a part of the game. Like,
I just think that at the end of the day, like you, just that mindset. Like,
wait. He said he paid $12,000.
Yeah.
Why he overpaying? Because I'm only saying this because look, listen, hear me out. No real shit. Remember a few years ago, like some
that
bitch
shit was
had
on
like
sale?
Nah, some bitch had like got phone out. Yo, hear me out, bro. Stop cutting me off. Like. Shorty had got flew out by Future, some shit, exposed the story on what you call it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like 3,500 or 5,500 or some shit. It was one of them numbers. Like,
so that's Future.
Yeah. If he not paying 12, why don't you feel me?
Who's the girl?
Well, yeah, that's also true. Everything changes with everybody.
Man, Future don't care about none of that,
bro. I'm just saying, though, 12,000 is crazy.
Yo, pick one Future song to be the only Future song you ever listen to ever again.
Ever again? I think my collection.
Damn, I just bought the Future the other day too.
One song. You get one song.
I mean, it might be.
I gotta look at my
playlist
right
now. One Future song. So any song that's a Future song.
That's it.
I think my shit is my collection.
Mine's probably never stopped.
Damn.
Damn, cause it depends on what bag I want being. Cause like,
right?
Yeah, it might be
80 rags in the dresser. You could.
It might be Turn On Me, possibly.
Yeah, that's a good
might one. Be Turn On Me.
My shit.
Hallucinating is tough too.
Solo. Solo's a good one.
Yeah,
I be skipping that shit now for some reason.
Solo.
Yeah, surprisingly. As of lately, not all the time.
Yo, it's that video I keep watching with that that rapper. He's like, he's like, you do perk, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know his name, but I know.
Yeah, he's like, you do perk. You like, damn, I need a perk right now. He's like, you want perk?
Perk set, you want
one? Yeah, perk set, you want one?
Yeah, so I fuck with it. Mine is probably Paddock, him and Uzi.
That's solid.
Future on that Mount Rushmore, it's, you know. He a ride generation, he the fourth on the Mount Rushmore.
That nigga definitely.
So if you can't claim Jay-Z,
I mean it's
who's our Mount Rushmore?
Well, I'm talking about our generation. Drake. It's Drake Cole, Future's not the fourth, but I'm not putting Kanye in our generation, even though he is in our generation, but like It's Drake.
I would count him as our generation.
He is actually.
Well,
I mean, he is, but like, it was the younger niggas who had came out all on the same time. Like Drake,
Kanye came out when we was what, like 10. Like blew up.
Like blew up. But I mean, but he kind of, because when was like 04, yeah, kind of like that, yeah, more or less. Like, yeah, I was in like third, fourth grade.
I feel like mine is.
I mean, it's Drake, Cole, Kendrick, and then you know.
No.
And no, and not. Fucking
Cole felt a lot of that shit for me.
And Future, but I'm saying like I'm not saying where he at, like where they at right now. I just mean like
I just mean
like the Mount Rushmore of our generation for like niggas who all dropped around the same time. Like they've been running the game from the moment
Future,
that they kind of
Future and Wayne is up there too. Wayne got to be.
I mean, Wayne's a little different though.
Happened while we was in middle school, high school.
That's our generation. So I feel like we got like our generation has to include Lil Wayne. There's no way, like, yeah, no, niggas yeah, cannot yeah. have that's grown fact, out of his music. Yeah, yeah. No, that's not fact, like, right. There was a time when growing up, because we didn't all grow up where you could put the aux in.
Yeah.
So niggas grew up with the radio. And there's a time you could go like 7 straight songs, and that shit was featuring Lil Wayne on like all of them.
For sure. The nigga like, Wayne he, a lot.
The Wayne run is like, it's very forgotten because Wayne, we went from Wayne to Drake.
I
guess,
yeah, I was
and Drake shit, like.
I was more thinking about like the generation. That kind of like when they all kind of dropped, like Mac Miller was in that space. Like, you
I feel
know,
like Soulja Boy got me on that shit too.
Like, yes. I mean, Soulja Boy,
he's an icon, but I wouldn't put him up there.
Of course. I don't agree with that.
What?
I feel like Soulja Boy deserves space.
Soulja Boy got his own space.
Soulja Boy made everything cool.
I mean, if you're going for jokes, I guess, yeah, but.
I'm not. He realistically, made, so, like literally, he like.
No, like I know it. Like I know what he mean, but like as far as like he, what he
like we don't internet, have like streaming and it's YouTube shit yeah, and all that. Did, like Soulja Boy,
what he did for internet and everything. Yes, like
that's for hip hop though.
But in terms of music, obviously
longevity,
not.
Bro. You can't just put him up there on the Mount Rushmore of anything. Yes, he's an icon, but he does not belong up there on the Mount Rushmore, bro.
I don't know,
and that's
man.
Perfectly fine, bro.
Like he might like him fucking Ray J, them niggas like them type of niggas they got their own like they like a Mount Rushmore of entertainment. And
what's your favorite one hit wonder?
New Boys.
Get out.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, bro. One from Dom.
Nigga like highlighter jeans and slash eyebrows.
That was
get out my house.
Point in time. It wasn't me, but it was a point in time. Okay.
I hate niggas that do that.
With the skinny jeans.
I was wearing ACGs.
Got my Vans on.
I fuck with sneakers. I fuck with the nigga that made Sugar, how you get so fly. Sugar, Baby Bash.
Oh shit, I haven't heard
bro,
that.
Bro, what?
Oh, Kurt Cobain.
Oh, drinking my cup.
Yeah, that's probably that's one of my favorite songs ever. Cause like that shit might be in my top 10 favorite songs ever. I swear to God.
That's tough. Bro, give me a one hit wonder.
It's either between fuck. It might be Jaquan Tipsy.
Chill, cause he had hood hop.
Damn hood hop.
Yeah, chill. Right, he had two of them things.
What about?
Nah, but Tipsy was that one.
Yeah,
Tipsy.
Rich Boy. Rich Boy, sell it. Throw some D's.
They put that shit
on
2K this past season. That shit been
boy,
more.
Boy Look At Here was really crazy, though.
Huh?
Boy Look At Here by Rich Boy. Oh, man. I'm playing that shit.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
With that crazy ass. That beat was crazy.
Oh, yeah, Young Dro, Shoulder Lean. But he had some tracks, though.
Yo, Shoulder Lean was like one of the longest fucking
lean, show,
top BET 106 and Park videos for like ever. That shit was like 100 days at number one.
Bow Wow ran fucking 106 and Park.
Kinda.
No, what? Bow Wow has every fucking record of
Marcus Houston technically has the longest number one video with Naked.
Yeah, but Bow Wow had like a lot of them shits.
Young bitches was horny.
No, that's like that nigga was singing his ass off in that song. I don't need the video.
I just remember him from You Got Served.
When that bag flew in the air, this is what it was.
Nigga had a bag. Nigga walked in that motherfucking apartment building, got his ass beat.
Nigga let him get jumped to pipe his sister. Jesus.
The power of pussy, bro.
Boy, he left his man, bro.
to pipe his
sister. Say, yo, I'm at, yo. Hey, yo, I'm at the spot where you at. Nigga walk in there, the lights went all cuz with the rim.
Like, why do you go in there? Them niggas was down the hall, like. Yo, the nigga called. He was like, she was like, whoop, close, turn that shit off. And she looked this thing in his face. I'm like, you violent.
I don't even remember what happened, what y'all talking about.
Bro, so.
You got served?
Them niggas was selling, them niggas was moving bricks for Emerald. That nigga, yo. Then they said, you'll never walk again. Them niggas
was. They was selling drugs so they could dance.
Yeah, wait.
They was. Did y'all hear that?
What you say?
No, wait, get right to my wait.
What is that?
What did you say? You remember Marcus? Wait, come here. You can't help me.
See, I ain't hear it.
The nigga. So. You know how the fat nigga was telling Marcus Houston to shut the fuck up, basically? He was in there, he was like, I didn't tell you to talk.
I forgot about that.
He grabbed that nigga by his knee.
He was like, you wanna walk?
The nigga head just bent down again. Like, he grabbed his knee and his head just went down like this, like, like, bitch, get the fuck out of here.
Yo, that nigga tore his MCL and then was doing backflips on it.
Nah, the goofiest shit about that movie is when he tried to run when they pulled up on him. The run was crazy, bro. He was running like a cartoon character.
Like, bro.
He was running in the same exact spot. Go back and watch that one scene. I swear to God, y'all gonna call my phone like, nah, mister, you was right. I swear, if you can pull up that scene right now, Ray, bro, the nigga don't move when he run, bro. Please go watch that shit, bro. I will always remember that part.
He had a sidewalk treadmill.
Oh, shit.
In the elevator. Yeah. Yo, they pulled up on that nigga. And what's crazy is, like, you outside, like, just walking like that. Like, that shit ain't happened to you. And then the nigga, like, bro, the nigga skirted around the corner, bro. So, like, yo, he really don't.
Yo, the nigga didn't move.
Yo, the nigga. What's the drill? What's the drill where they make you, like, when you go like this with the football? What's that drill called?
Oh, when they, like, when you...
He just did a quick burst of that shit, the first
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
He didn't move.
Nigga started doing...
Nigga started, I ain't see that movie in years, my nigga. I ain't see that movie in years, and I remember that shit, bro.
Like when wide receivers be doing catches on the side of the
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I ain't...
Cause I ain't see that movie in years, bro. But I remember that part like the back of my hand, bro.
He was like, "Yo, what is
this? Yo, wait. Yo, this nigga didn't go nowhere.
Yo, wait, nah, we gotta post that clip on the page, bro.
Yo,
that's insane. Bro. I never noticed that. In
it's a lot of dumb shit in movies that.
Yo, yeah. If you go back and just like look at certain shit, like the way niggas cut it up, edit it, you be like, yo, like, what?
Quick question though, what's the worst movie I ever seen? I probably asked y'all this shit before.
Yo,
the worst movie I ever seen, bro. I still hate this shit to this day, bro.
I forgot what that movie was called. About Dre and Michelle.
You know what you're about to say.
Yeah, you know what I'm about to say.
You watched a full movie with Dre and Michelle.
We Belong Together. Shit was on Tubi.
Who Dre?
I can't even finish a bad movie.
She in a movie?
Yeah, I don't get to.
It was around the time when she was married to Orlando Scandrick. She played some crazy bitch.
And she still with that nigga?
They was married?
Yeah,
but then they got divorced and they was still together or some weird celebrity type shit.
Yeah, but nah, fuck that. What was the worst movie I ever seen before?
Fuck.
If y'all can't think, I could go first, bro.
I could go first, bro.
That's a Fury 6 was pretty bad.
Yes, I don't remember that one. Which one was it?
It was kind of bad. That was the one where they was riding around with the bank safe on the street. Cause that was crazy.
And it was the ball nigga. And then
I know
the,
I remember
the girl
I
that had just like hopped out the plane at the end.
No, I don't remember.
I think that's the one you talk about is the one before 6.
I'm talking about 5.
Nah, it might have been the one where I just remember one specific scene where the nigga Vin Diesel like jumped off a car, caught the girl, and they both landed on another car and still lived.
Oh yeah, I do remember. Yeah,
was that the 7th one?
It was one of them shits, bro. That shit.
Bro.
He just gets stronger. Man, every car he would fall into, he just gets stronger. He be having this nigga fighting with The Rock. I'm like, come on, son.
Yeah, nah.
It was good.
What was a good movie?
Hobbs and Shaw.
I ain't watch it. But nah, the worst movie I ever seen was definitely Like Mike 2, bro.
Oh.
Oh, man.
You watched that?
Bro, I'm never going to forget that movie, bro. Street Ball, bro.
Oh.
I want y'all. Come on, bro.
Worst movie I ever seen might have been Crossover with Hot Sauce.
Don't do that.
Chill. What, am I wilding? I'm wilding.
You're not wilding, but you wilding at the same time. Because I just said Like Mike 2, bro.
Yeah.
I'll watch Crossover 1,000 times straight before I ever watch Like Mike 2 again. One time. All
right, so it's not the worst movie. Like, I don't watch a lot of bad movies.
Killer Season's pretty bad. But I love but I'm about to say Hood Flicks can't count. Like, yeah, them shits is too, it's just
too thick. Low budget.
Yeah, it's a different type of thing. Like, damn, what's the worst?
So
the worst movie I've seen I was supposed to be.
So DMX should have never been allowed to be a lead actor in movies ever. That should have never.
I know really, you're not about to say Cradle to the Grave.
Yo, nah. That's a classic.
I was about to fight.
But Never Die Alone though.
Never seen it.
Oh, yo, no.
Yo, Never Die Alone. It's so crazy. You know what was crazy?
Bad, too? The shit with 50 when he got all skinny and shit.
Oh, Never Back Down?
No, Never Back Down was the shit with the
UFC shit.
Yeah.
Michael
Jackson Flex movie. The shit, I think, was it When Things Fall Apart or something like that? Where
Flex played Michael Jackson?
Flex who? Oh, Flex Washington. Flex Alexander, that's his real name, right? Damn, he did play Michael Jackson.
Bro, Never Die Alone is such a bad movie because the nigga DMX is just a horrible person. And he just puts it all on tape. And the nigga just like be doing monologues after doing fuck shit, bro. He would literally, the nigga was like getting joints like doped up. And then they would cross him and he would just like go scrape battery acid off like off his car. And mix it in with the dope and then snort it and die, bro.
I'm looking up the trailer right now.
Never Die Alone is really crazy. Like, DMX should have never been allowed to be the lead character in films because he don't be acting. It's literally like, yeah, this is DMX in a movie.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's like DMX in a movie.
This shit look like Belly and Four Brothers right now, bro. Mixed together.
Bro, it's the storyline don't make sense.
Damn, what's the worst movie I ever seen? See, I ain't watched a lot of bad movies.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't watch a lot of bad movies, but of the movies I've watched, that is up there. But it's so bad, I'll watch it all the time.
I didn't like Nope, really?
I don't even know what that is.
It looked like it was going to be tough, but like... The Jordan Peele
movie? They got that nigga from Get Out.
Wasn't shit falling out the sky and that shit? Yeah. Was it that one?
If you watch it, you're going to be mad because of the end.
I tried to watch it. The end is bad. My girl told me to watch it. I kept falling asleep.
I was watching it.
She cut that shit off.
And then once I got into the movie ended. And I was like...
Nigga said, oh, this shit...
That's it?
This shit over.
Meanwhile, niggas was in the theater for 2.5 hours.
Niggas used to be getting neck in movie theater.
All right.
Now I'm just saying, like, that was it. Like, that was a time in life, like that. A lot of freshman and sophomore year energy. Junior year. No, I never actually got head in the movie theater.
So you did head in the movie theater? Hey, no. Yo. Hey yo.
Nah, but just in general, for the culture.
Points were made.
Yeah, right.
Nigga said you ain't getting no head in the movie theater, so you was giving the head.
Hey, so I call my
ass. Also, you were doing the bed. Nah, yo, wait.
That was crazy.
Yo, Tyler Perry wait, going to hell, bro.
What happened?
Tyler Perry,
for what was that movie?
Yo, it Is that that's color?
For Color Girl opened with Omari Hardwick. Yo, yeah, yeah.
Nah, that might be the worst movie ever.
No, no, it's not. I like that movie. That's a good movie.
Yo, nah.
No, it actually is a good
it's
movie.
It's a good movie, but it's too much wild shit going on.
It's Tyler Perry. What do you
expect? Yo, it literally looked like he took all his worst thoughts and was like, I'm going to put all this shit in one movie right now. That's what happened.
That movie was too crazy to not be good, though. Like,
bro,
like
he dropped the kids off the roof,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, he dropped. He threw his, I never seen that, bro.
I only seen a clip.
Well, not out the window. Like, yeah. had him up like, hanging like Michael Jackson, except just dropped that shit.
Just right out Michael Ealy. That's probably the one time women really hated Michael Ealy.
Mm-hmm.
They was looking at they, yeah, Tyler Perry.
He was like a...
And they came back and Think Like a Man is a chef. After that... Bro, he was a villain, bro. That nigga was... That nigga Mike... That should have make you hate Mike Ealy, bro. For yeah.
It'll also make you hate that other nigga who...
The only time I ever hated Mike Ealy, like... Oh, no, that wasn't Mike Ealy. That was Lawrence... not Lawrence. What's that nigga named? Terrence Howard. Yo, I used to hate Terrence Howard because of Big Mama's House, bro. I used to hate that nigga.
Oh, wow.
I never seen Big Mama's House.
What?
You never seen Big Mama's House?
I don't think I ever seen Big Mama's House.
How niggas living? Don't say, well, you know I'm Caribbean, because you be using that to get out of shit. I'm not doing it today.
No. Did you just hear what Reg said?
No.
He said he's seen the second one, but not the first one. Make it make sense. That's why y'all on that couch together, bro.
It's a lot of shit I ain't seen. I ain't seen.
I ain't seen a lot.
Oh, no, the worst movie I ever seen was
Dr. Dolittle 2.
I don't think 2 is bad off of memory.
See, I never even seen none of Dr. Dolittle.
Eddie Murphy, Penny Proud Girl. Yeah, Kyla Brandt. Yeah, she was bad.
Penny Proud Girl. You don't know her by her name. Yo, who we in the room with right now, bro?
I never seen Nutty Professor.
Yo, who was y'all childhood sitcom crush when you was younger? That's crazy.
I used to like Jillian Trina.
I think the answer is when I was younger, whatever, Claire.
From My Wife and Kids?
Boy.
Fire. Wait, which one?
The one who caused Marcus Houston to get his ass beat.
Damn.
Mine is Tia Mowry.
Damn, she on this pod twice.
Shout out to her.
Whatever her name is.
Claire.
Claire.
You know black people call people by their names, bro.
You know what else black people do that I don't like? They put S's on shit that don't got no S.
No, when people
like say, when they talking about certain stores, I hate that shit, bro.
Like what?
Like, what's when they do that shit? Nigga, you know what I'm talking about. Niggas be like, oh, I'm going to Targets. Or like, yeah, shit.
Meat Mills.
Yo, Meat Mills is wild.
I think I do White Castles. But it's White Castles.
What? None of that nigga shit.
No, that nut shit, yo, dead ass.
Yo, that just pissed me off.
No, hold on. The nut shit that kills me. All right, so I literally told niggas, I said, yo, if I see a nigga say Happy New Year's, I'm blocking.
He blocks Feisty.
Bro, I block Malik. I block Matt Melvin. I block LZ for 24 hours. I block.
Yo,
Shiesty was blocked till like last week. Just like, yo, bro, like, why you have me blocked?
Or niggas that say Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
I hate niggas that do shit like that.
Bro. Nah, you know what's mine? Mine as well. Try to say might as well.
Oh yeah, and people be writing that shit out too.
Bro, when niggas say sorry for your loss. Yo, that shit be blowing my shit.
Y'all talking about a specific part of the hood right now. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I do leave Facebook for that reason, bro. Because niggas be doing that shit.
Talking about your block?
Hell no. Fuck I look like, nigga.
And this, if they this do. It's a block over?
Cause I don't be outside, bro. Look. I live in Inglewood now, bro. Like.
See, he got a new E, guys. That's it. My E means something to me.
Yeah, nah, I told my brother, I'm like, yeah, cuz I traded my E for Elizabeth to Inglewood, cuz. Like, fuck this shit.
Yo, that's crazy.
I'll be up there with the white folks, bro. Yeah. There's niggas up there, though. Like, let's not even
get that. You know, I used to like the Asian girl from Like Mike.
Wow. She was in,
she was in that show.
Run the song.
Yeah. I was mad young though.
She's married to Macaulay Culkin now.
For real?
Nah.
That's nasty.
I only had one sitcom crush, bro, but she wasn't like a main character and shit. She was on The Cosby Show, but she was, damn, I think Theo was teaching like some badass kids, and she was a black girl with a long ponytail, bro. And she was in like two different shows. I remember her, cuz, but she was bad as hell to me when I was a kid.
Hmm.
I gotta pull the picture up, bro.
Yo, if you ever go back and like listen to fucking like the Spice Girls and shit, I seen shit the other day, and like they was really out here perpetuating some wild shit. Like, if you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friend. If you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friend.
Whoa.
Respectfully.
Like, how'd they let that, how was that, knew that targeted towards children? Well, we know how. You know, who was playing Spice Girls in the club?
What club was this? Did we press the button for Bert?
Nah.
We pressed the button for Bert one time, man.
Monsieur Bouzin.
All right.
Monsieur Bouzin.
Being a cop on GTA?
Yeah.
That shit sound mad interesting. I'm a YouTuber and see how niggas is living.
Nah, yo, it's really lit. I really want to get a gaming PC.
So, like, I could, like, be a tow truck driver?
Nah, but you could be, like, an EMT. You could be a lawyer. You could be, like...
So, if I'm a lawyer, like, I have clients and shit, and, like, I really got to go through the casework and get them off and shit?
Yeah. You got to talk to them, but, like, I think so. I think it's like that. It's basically like creating a clone. I hear that. You hear
that? Can I be in a league? Can I be in NFL?
It's Grand Theft Auto, so no. They got face of the franchise for that.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of the NFL, well, speaking of Madden, you know what they said DeMar Hamlin's stamina is on now?
Oh, my God, bro. Come on, bro. This nigga.
What, 3-0. Because he stopped breathing.
Bro.
Get out of my house.
What white boy came on the internet and said that shit, bro?
A black nigga. Okay, Drake. He said, yo, I really looked up to bro like that. Like, that was... Yo, I think he was talking about... was it Pusha T? Was that the one where he was talking about his being a fan of Pusha T?
Yeah.
He was like, yo, that's that nigga right there. With the ER. So. It's like, that's that nigga right there. Bro. Drake really just act... He's really acting this whole time. Like, it's not really
him. It bugged me, man. It bugged me because it was, like, somebody I looked up to at one point. It was somebody that I was, like, I used to see out and be like, yo, that's that nigga. You know what I'm saying? He's
gonna
stay.
Yo.
That's that nigga right there.
Dropping hard. You can't recover from dropping hard, you are.
That's the translation when he was like, look at my African-American over there.
That nigga, yo. Nah, they remixed the video and they had that nigga dancing and shit. He was doing some TikTok dance.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So when he was sitting in with the white girl, yeah, and then his two friends. Yeah.
What? She was like, that's pretty cool. He was like,
he's like, nah, that's ignorant.
Did y'all watch the game this weekend?
Yeah. The fuck, niggas? I set this shit off, cuz, like.
Hey.
Ain't nothing really talk about. Anything we knew was gonna happen this weekend happened. Like, we knew the Cowboys wasn't beating the 49ers, and we knew the Giants wasn't beating.
Dak is ass, as I've been saying for the last 5 fucking years, bro.
Yeah, but
like,
you're the only Cowboys fan that has really been saying that consistently.
That's not true. There's more. I know a lot of Cowboys fans that don't like Dak. Corey's one of them. Like at the end of the day, well, actually, no. I think Corey actually is a Dak supporter.
Yeah, he's definitely.
Because Corey's Republican, so. It makes sense.
Hey, fucking yo, bro.
He be sending me my own tweets after games, bro.
Yo, Corey. Yo, let me. Yo, really yo, Corey. Me, Corey. Nah, it's not. Corey's a menace, bro. Corey be like, oh, you said that shit, huh? When that shit go through, he be like, I fuck with it because I be doing the same thing to him. Like, he be this you. Hey, man. You gotta just stand on what you say, man. At the end of the day, the worst that could happen is niggas like say you said it.
Nah, but going to the Eagles game was dope. That shit was fire.
Oh, yeah, you were there.
Yeah, I was there.
You had your jersey on?
Nah. But I would have, though.
Them niggas be turned the fuck up, bro. They got the worst fans ever, bro.
Bro, them niggas was turned the fuck up.
I'd never go to a game in Philly again, bro.
They disrespect me as a fan, not as a man, so I was cool with that.
Like, yo, you niggas suck, but you all right, though.
I was cool with that. I didn't want to have to fight nobody.
Respect it.
Yeah, I'm going to try to go to another game in Dallas next year, though.
Yeah, I'm going to Jerry World this year. We're trying to.
I want to go to... Yo, we got to go to Atlanta, bro. We doing a Falcons trip this year for all the Falcons fans. Enjoy. I'm talking to you. I was talking to him. You just here listening.
Bitch.
This nigga Marcus Mariota got 34 touchdowns and 6 picks on
his franchise. The Falcons are number 2 seed.
Yeah, like, and number 2 seed in the NFC.
I'm like, what roster did y'all do this with? Like, what big name free agency move happened on the game?
Who'd
y'all go and get? Justin Jefferson?
Who was that playing that had T. Higgins?
It's so funny how the game just be like, yeah, nah, we just going to do this shit. The game just be trying to build perfect teams. Niggas be getting who they want. That's why they be losing.
It might have been
like, niggas be like, nah, I want this player.
I think it was the Vikings.
Yeah, the Bucks got 150 right now, boy.
They got what?
Damn.
In basketball?
150? Yeah. Against who?
They're playing the Pistons.
Even still, though.
It's the fourth quarter.
Pistons got 127, but.
Nah, 150 is
how much
crazy.
Time left?
46 seconds.
That's still a lot, though.
What's the most
points? Magic beat the Oh, my God.
Ah. Did the Knicks lose?
Knicks I just want to run. Buddy, yeah.
Nigga, what the fuck?
Damn.
I gotta look at my tickets. While
that's the only one of them like club songs where I'm like, yo, this shit really is hard. Like,
yeah, nah, that's just. Nah, that, bro, that shit
what?
Hard.
Come on.
And then they played that.
First of all, I'm a big Uzi fan as is. And but like
they played that shit at the stadium. Yo,
we can't act like it doesn't go crazy. Like,
wait, what?
I just
want to
rock shit.
Yeah. That's good for all of them.
It goes crazy,
rocking their hips
bro.
And shit.
No, that shit do go crazy. You was around the most rocking their hips ass niggas that was growing up.
Thing. Yeah, but I wasn't.
You wasn't one of them?
Mr. Rocking his hips is crazy.
Yeah,
crazy
Jesus.
And baby dreads.
I ain't had dreads in high school, cuz.
Oh, for real?
I ain't going with my hair until right after high school. Last time I got a haircut was prom.
That's crazy.
Prom.
That was the last time you got a haircut?
Yeah.
It's been Jesus.
Yeah, senior prom, like in May or whatever. Whenever prom was, like May. Yeah, that's the last time I ever got a haircut.
I was sweating
shit, bro.
Why?
What did you say?
It's an ass nigga, bro.
Did you have a beater on?
No.
You didn't have no beater on at prom?
Yo, wait. You had a
them
shirt on with
them
no shirt?
Them thin-ass shirts?
No.
That nigga was looking like, it's like a Party City tablecloth.
He looked like a pastor.
You're doing a baptism.
Yo.
He's like giving everybody holy water.
You know, like how Peyton Manning was looking in that flick.
Yo,
you know what I'm talking about, when Peyton Manning sweat out his fucking shirts.
Yo, that is insane. Yo,
TD Jakes.
That nigga's never been on my timeline ever in my lifetime.
Yo, TD Jakes. That's really, you never seen him and Mr. Brown in the same room for real.
Facts. Mr. Brown,
it's just funny because like all the pastors like be getting like they gels off like on social media now, so it's like they don't really be acting like pastors no more. They don't even try to hide it. They're like, we just niggas talking about God now. That's how they be treating it. Like when Kirk Franklin was when dude was talking about I guess his daughter or some shit, and that was like he was like, please come through this door so I could like. Like, I got this 12-gauge or something, and I will use it, like, in the name of Jesus. It was something crazy. I wish I could find that tweet.
Busting a gun in the name of Jesus is crazy.
Busting in the name of Jesus is crazy, as is.
Amen. Is that an episode name?
Busting in the name of Jesus.
Busting in the name of Jesus.
Not busting in his name.
No. I ain't saying shit. Don't keep looking at me, motherfucker. I don't got nothing to do with that.
I be looking at you for disapproval, so yeah, I know I did my job.
Yeah, I know.
Busting in his name.
That's the thing. You gonna repeat it. Like, niggas is sick today. My ticket looking good right now, cuz you feel me? I might come
up. Don't say that. You're not supposed to say that, bro. Why would you put that on air, bro?
I'm sorry, bro.
They listening right now.
Right.
All right, if shit fold, it fold, bro.
It don't work like that.
All right, but don't say that neither. Yo, who's y'all favorite social media content creator or account right now? Like, is there one that you watch where it's like... Yo, Keith. Yo, I just put Zig on the Keith Lee today.
Yeah, I
ain't show you. Remember I was talking to the dude Rain the Fool?
Oh, yeah.
So Keith Lee is a good one. Keith Lee is definitely a good one. One of mine is Coach 30. Yeah. Yo, Coach 30 probably like
he's big, pissed out my leg.
Yo. Every week he'd be like, yo, every week, no matter what the game was. If it was a big game and niggas folded. That Monday morning, Coach 30. He has, like, every team's apparel. That shit is hilarious. I feel like at this point they'd be sending him shit. And then another one is really bad because it's really shitty, but Six Brown Chicks on Twitter.
What?
Yo, what?
The fuck is that?
Yo, it's hilarious. Nah, horny boy.
Yo, you know what was funny? When Dave Chappelle did the Third World Girls Gone Wild.
That sounds horrible.
Yo.
It sounds like a lot of ribs.
Bro.
You said it sounds like a lot of ribs.
I'm fucking wild.
Nah, because I was reading something, but I heard them, but I have to finish reading first.
Barbecue?
I hate niggas, bro. What's the next topic, bro?
Barbecue ribs?
We off that.
Barbecue ribs?
Busting the name of barbecue ribs.
Jerk ribs? Yo, all right, so boom. This is something I think we was talking about in the chat earlier, and I really want that conversation. So how do you guys feel about, because pretty much everyone in here is a former athlete, how do you guys feel about athletes that don't give a fuck about winning?
So how do I feel about Carmelo Anthony?
That was a horrible,
terrible.
Right, we're not going to talk to you right now.
Yeah. Out of all the names, you could Bradley Beal,
Dame Lillard,
Dame don't
Brad
count.
Beal,
Dame don't
Dame
count.
Definitely count.
You know why Dame don't count?
There's no way this nigga.
No. Dame's going to the playoffs and hey, he's had legitimate chances. Yeah,
he and performed every time he's in the playoffs. Bro,
do you think that he thinks he's winning a ring?
Bro, it don't fucking matter, nigga. The niggas out there, bro. If a nigga is averaging 30 plus in the playoffs, bro, every time he goes to every series, bro, there's no way you telling me he doesn't care about winning. He just don't have a team to win past the second round, bro. Yeah, that don't mean he don't care about winning. And Bradley Beal is one of them niggas who don't care about winning, bro. He keep taking big ass contracts with nobody on his fucking team, bro. There's a difference between that, bro.
Is that bad though?
What?
No. Nah, because Dame at least has had playoff runs.
Is that? At the end of the day, is that bad that Bradley Beal does that?
No, it's not bad.
I'm not speaking to Dame's mindset. To me personally, I believe that Dame's taking them contracts. No, he's not going to win. But he's like, I'm going to give these niggas a good show. I like the city. And I fuck with niggas out here. So I'm going to just play.
I feel like he can win any game because he's
him. Yeah, because he's him. But I don't think he really give a fuck about winning no chip. I don't. Because to me, like.
I think he do.
Dame front office has shown a propensity to not get shit in position for them to win chips. Like, I don't get it. Like, it's not. They've had Dame his entire career. Now they got Anthony. Like, they got players, but they're not putting the roster together to construct a championship team. And the players who could be those pieces, they keep them long past when they're valuable and then they get injured and it doesn't work. Like,
so how does Carmelo Anthony not fit into this bill?
Because Carmelo Anthony.
Just hand him the mic and explain yourself first. I want to hear his side, how it makes sense that Carmelo is one of the mixes. No, give him the mic, please, bro. We're on the podcast.
He can use Ziggs to say that shit. He's not using my microphone to say that bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm asking a question. It's not a genuine, it's not like a
but you said his name fast. I want to understand in your mind, because you don't view Carmelo how we view Carmelo automatically.
Okay, that's fair.
Man, that's crazy. Keep that shit over there.
No, I said that shit. Wow. Okay, so
spitting on my
correct
mind.
Me if
yo, what?
I'm about to fucking leave, bro.
What made you go with that verse?
So correct me if I'm wrong.
On the mic. I didn't do it.
Correct me. All right, so correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Carmelo Anthony have a chance to go to the Chicago Bulls before he signed that max contract with the Knicks? So wouldn't he have won a championship in Chicago?
No.
That's all hearsay.
What?
That's all hearsay. Wouldn't he
you
have
know
won
why?
A championship?
That's all hearsay. Derrick Rose still got hurt.
No, he's just saying like he would have had a better chance than on the Knicks. Like, I mean, he loved New York. Like, that's where he's from. So, like, that's really why he stayed.
And, I mean, my thing is, I don't think Carmelo was... Carmelo literally has...
He wanted to win for New York.
Like, yeah.
That's Carmelo.
That's Dame.
Yeah, but even then, Dame. All right, but here's the thing, though. Dame is literally on record saying that he won't talk to players about coming to Portland. He also said he doesn't want to leave Portland.
He has to say that because that's tampering during the season. You cannot admit during the season that you're talking to other players about coming there.
Or even in the offseason, because that was when that came out. He was talking about that shit in the offseason.
Hey, bro.
So if that's the case. So Dame is definitely in that conversation.
Hey, bro, I know it's just free agent contract. I know it's a big deal. I know a lot of teams are throwing money in Miami, real nice location. You know what I'm saying? Los Angeles, there's two teams there, great. A lot of Florida teams. I'm just saying, put my bid in. Come on down to Oregon.
Up to Oregon.
Like, nobody's doing that. You know why? Because them niggas want to win.
I don't give a fuck how close they live to the Nike factory, nigga. Niggas is just not going to Portland.
I would go to visit. I would definitely go to Oregon to visit.
I'm talking about as a player, bro. Niggas don't want to go to Portland.
Like 82
bro.
Games plus playoffs. That's
like going to Toronto, bro. You living in a different country.
That's why I'm going to Toronto.
Bro, the experience you have as a player. Listen, the experience you have as a player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
There's a difference, bro.
All right, my fault, man. I don't want no beef.
Bro. I just don't agree with niggas like. Saying certain shit, bro. It's false narratives on niggas, bro. Niggas, a lot of niggas don't win, bro. Yeah.
Most niggas don't win.
Yeah, like a lot of niggas don't win in the NBA, bro. And so
niggas get paid.
Yeah, a lot of niggas get paid. So I can't get mad at a nigga getting his bag, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I think we give some of these guys a bad name because I know a lot of niggas that like go to work and do their best job and don't get paid a whole lot.
This why I can't even fault Bradley Beal for taking the Supermax. When else are you going to get $250 million guaranteed from anywhere else in your life?
I mean, he could have went to like 31 other teams and probably got
and took a $40 million pay cut, bro.
Yeah, he would have took a bigger pay cut.
Oh, because of the way the contract set up.
Right.
Oh, yeah, nah. My fault, bro. Don't look at me like
I'm
that,
I'm just saying, though, like, it's certain shit like, yo, I could possibly get a ring sometime later in my career, but I got to get this $250 right now.
I respect it.
Say that you get that ring, though?
If he don't. But at the end of the day, it's a fucking job.
I see what you're saying, though.
It's a job. Would you go to work every year? I would go to work every single day to make the salary I want if I never was employed a month.
No. I get what you're saying. But like in the case of chasing the ring, you're passing up a sure thing for a maybe. I get that. But at the same time.
Yeah, nothing is a
sure thing. No, a sure thing meaning the Supermax. The guarantee was the Supermax is what I'm saying. The maybe is the ring. So at the same time. You passing up a sure thing for a maybe. Okay, I get that. But who's to say you're going to win a ring at 30 years old?
That's why that shit a maybe, and I'm going with the sure thing.
Exactly.
I'm getting my money. I'm with it. You know who I would love to be? What's that nigga name? The white boy that got all them contracts and just really was always hurt and never played.
Chandler Parsons?
Him.
Oh, yeah, Chandler
Bro,
Parsons.
Bro, what? 6'10", just quote-unquote talented.
He did the Gilbert Arenas thing.
Bro. Out here just getting chicken from everybody and just being like, I'm hurt. We're
strapped to the arena?
Harrison Barnes get paid, too.
Yo,
Harrison
what?
Harrison Barnes is a quality player.
Yeah, he contributes to championships and shit, bro.
Didn't he get like 90M from the Kings or something like that?
Yeah, he contributed to a championship. Why wouldn't he get 90 million? 90 million is not a lot of money in NBA terms, bro.
That's true.
That sounds real nasty.
I said that's why I said that's why I said that midterms. First time. No, but the thing in the
NBA. Yes, he did.
They gotta pay that money too. They can't like withhold that.
Yeah.
So they gotta pay it to somebody.
That's what. That's why it's like, you know what I'm saying, you gotta put them kids over there. Put all our children in basketball. It's football shit done, bro. Or baseball.
I put them in baseball. I put them in baseball.
Oh, yeah, that's gonna be TJ. TJ, I'm putting TJ in tennis.
I'd rather put him in baseball than put him in basketball.
Nah.
Why not?
Because, like, it's even harder to make it on a baseball team. And he spent so many years in double A, triple.
I feel like it'd be harder to be.
Nigga, it's hard to play baseball. What is this? Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. Bro, making it major league. Niggas get drafted number one in major league and go straight to the triple A. Imagine being a number one draft. Right. No. Like, some niggas are nice.
You still
got it's just hard. Time, huh?
You still got to spend time.
You still have to start down there.
After you came out of high school, though, with basketball, it's only 15 spots on a team. It's only 30 pitches. Baseball, there's your 50-man roster and your entire AAA and your AA and your single A roster.
Yo, did y'all ever realize, like, because my man's is into, like, baseball heavy and, like.
There's a baseball team?
I didn't know it was 50 niggas on a baseball team.
With majors.
No, there's single A.
There's no single A, bro.
Reg, why you got antlers?
You know why I got antlers.
Yeah. I don't think it's 50.
If you in there's double A and the triple A majors. Yeah.
Nah, that should be more than 50 if you adding all of them.
I'm talking about the regular baseball team.
Nah.
It gotta be like 24, bro. Because
you gotta include the dugout.
It'd be like 8 pitches.
And not all the pitchers play on the same night.
It's way more than 24.
They be having like one ball.
The playoff roster is cut down to a 40-man roster. So it's really like I think it's a 50. In a regular season, it's a 50-something roster.
Fuck. I ain't never.
There's 25 spots on one MLB team.
I was close. 24.
But that's not how much on the team, though. You can still have people on your playoff roster is a 40-man roster.
Basically, like practice squad type shit.
Yes, and those guys play triple and double A.
No, there's guys who can be like.
No, 25 was the number I was looking.
No, there's guys who be on your team, but like they're inactive.
And the active niggas is like 13.
Oh, alright, so this is what I was about to say, because y'all know the MLB was in a lockout. Yes. The MLB was in a lockout just past summer and shit.
Yeah, bro. They couldn't start spring training
CBA,
until
May. So like my man's just telling me, he's like, yeah, bro. Like when you in AAA and AA and shit, like you like in like a slave contract type of shit. Like you be signing like 7-year deals, 8-year deals, and then like your third year you come up, like you in the MLB, but you still getting paid the minimum that you was getting paid when you was in AAA. So some of them hot young niggas, like they only be getting paid like $600,000, like
30? Bro, that's why niggas be like I'm cashing out right now.
Yeah, like that's why them niggas be taking that $300 million 10-year
I need 500 mil right now.
So my man, like he was telling me and shit, and like the reason why they was still locked out for a longer period of time is because they were trying to fix that. Like they don't want to like the thing, like they don't want to keep waiting until you 27 to get the biggest contract in your life.
Guess how old Bryce Harper is, and he just got his contract.
28.
30.
Oh shit.
No, Bryce Harper signed his shit a couple years ago.
But that's
no.
He just got his supermax though.
He just got paid, bro.
Oh, that's that 400, right?
I don't know. It's like 380.
Nah, Bryce Harper on his old deal.
No, he's not, bro. He just signed. No, he had a 1 year left with the Phillies. The year they won the year they went to the World Series after he got traded.
They wild for that.
Aaron Judge just got paid, and he's 30 years old too.
What team are you on?
Aaron Judge, yeah.
Bro, he's on the Yankees. I'm telling you, bro. Them niggas be in the AAA and AA for mad years, bro.
Bro,
used to play in summer and shit, bro.
So, and what's his name? If you remember, he was being mad. Well, I don't know if you niggas really watch baseball like that, but he was mad inconsistent. He's a home run hitter. So that's the reason why you saw it last year. He was hitting all them home runs and stuff like that because he's a home run hitter. So the reason why he was putting up numbers like that was because it was a contract year and niggas knew that he was going to want like fucking what? More than 100M, not even 300M. Yeah, he wants to play it out. Exactly. And he got more for his buck. I think it was.
I just learned something today. I thought that nigga was like 25.
No.
Hell no, this shit.
That's
not
why
a
it's
football,
like when people
bro.
Be like, oh, baseball, I'll be like, ah, basketball is that shit.
When it come to it though, the NBA you probably make more money if you become a star. But I think baseball, you get like a higher contract if you're the star.
If yeah absolutely, but you know what? The baseline NBA money is better than baseline any sports league money. Like to come out of college, if you get drafted or you get something like is getting a contract, like niggas is getting like 90 mil. Like the booty niggas is getting 90 mil.
Well, we don't know about them soccer transfers and shit too, because
them shit is different.
Them niggas be getting loans.
Them niggas be getting loans for 3 years, bro, for like 80 million or whatever it be, like whatever it is. Like
you said, that'd be a loan. Yes,
yeah, like they be on loans, but like they go to a team for 3 years. And then they got to go back to the original team that they was on because they still on the contract with them niggas. Yo,
what? Niggas is basically slaves, bro.
Yeah, you got to play FIFA, bro. I learned all of this shit because of FIFA. Yeah. Like, I learned because
I went. I made a forward to play for Barcelona, right? I took Messi's job for a game. And then he signed me to
ain't no fucking nigga doing that. But anyway.
It's FIFA. It's FIFA. Anyway, I took Messi's job as a forward, right? Went to Barcelona, played a game, and then I got transferred over to Philadelphia for like 5 years or something like that.
Get that nigga out of here!
They do shit like that. Like, say, all right, let's put it in NBA terms. Like, say they draft a second round, like a nigga in the second round, and like another team want to sign him, but they sign him to their G League team for like all right, I'm going to put you on my G League team for 2 years, but I'm going to give you $18 million for these 2 years. And then after the 2 years, you can go back to your team. That's what they be doing over there, bro. They don't got no salary cap. Like they just go crazy.
Yo, that's tough.
They make the most money though. Like they literally make the most money out of any league for real.
Well, I think it's because it's intercontinental though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's but, like football is the biggest sport.
Niggas sponsored by cricket, shit like Qatar.
I think cricket might be the biggest sport ever. Like
yeah, but niggas just because it's like a trillion
Indians. I'm not being funny, bro.
I know it smelled crazy in there.
Wait, is baseball and soccer the only ones that don't have salary cap? Because I know the NBA has one and the NFL had one.
You got it, but you got to have it with the NBA. Because if not, the Lakers would have won every fuck. The Lakers in Boston would have never missed out on any like championships ever.
We still don't.
We being who?
Lake Show.
Okay.
Well, y'all had one in every decade, really. So.
Feel me? So, like.
So, I can't ever say nothing to that. But not the 70s, but, you know.
80s. 60s.
Ever since that boy way child, I mean.
Wait, Jerry. Never mind.
Sweet Christmas shake.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, these niggas be getting paid. Bro, in their
30s. I fought with tennis. You could go pro at like 16.
I don't know why Colin Murray wanted to go play football.
I was like, bro, nah.
Yeah, because he went out there saying he wanted like $18 million.
The A's still own his rights. If he wanted to go play baseball right now, he got to play for them. That was like when, what you call it? Russell Wilson with the Rangers.
Rangers. They still I thought it was shit, probably, bro.
I thought it was the Yankees.
Nah,
Rangers.
I think he did something with the Yankees though.
He definitely did something with the Yankees. I think he was
on the spring training, some shit with them.
Oh, okay. Didn't Jameis Winston do that too? Didn't Jameis Winston do that too?
I don't think so.
No, it was with Florida State. Yeah, it was Florida State.
That
was double A. He was actually
that was decent. White privilege.
He was decent though.
No, he fucking was.
Yes, he was.
No, the fuck, he was not, bro. He was horrible.
He was so ass.
They literally just let him do anything. Like they let Tim Tebow. They was like, Tim was like, I want to be a quarterback. He was like, all right, cool. All right, cool. Come on, Tim.
I want to go to the MLB.
All right, come on, Tim. I'm gonna be an H back. All right, go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, we brought that nigga back to be a fucking Urban Meyer.
Wow. H back, Tim. So niggas can do the jump pass.
That nigga's blocking was on zero.
That nigga's a mid, bro.
Bro, Tim Tebow is the great American hope, bro.
Tim Tebow's putting on for president.
Oh, let me ask y'all a question.
Oh, streets don't need that, bro.
Let me ask y'all a question. Black athletes only. Who's on your Mount Rushmore?
That's so hard to do.
Black athletes only. Mount Rushmore.
Is it four or five?
Four.
Mount Rushmore. What are we gauging on? Just, like just skill go. Or just being niggas?
Just go. Just
who
go.
Who you want? It's your personal.
Right.
It's gonna be crazy, but like
I want all of your opinions.
It got to be Kobe Bryant for me.
Kobe's on there, okay.
Allen Iverson.
All right.
I think just because of where we grew up, got to put Mike Vick.
Okay.
Serena Williams.
Nice. I'll fuck with that. All right, so I'll go Mike Tyson. I'll go Randy Moss. I'll put LeBron and Kobe.
Both okay.
You
want to
suck your teeth at
me? You want to suck your teeth at me? Like, this guy crazy, bro.
I go LeBron. I go Mike Vick.
That's the Caribbean John.
I'll go Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
And I'll go Bo Jackson.
You seen how Deion really don't got no toes?
Huh?
Yeah, he got eight.
My second one was, what I say? I said Michael Vick. I said Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders, and I said yeah, LeBron.
I know my first two is going to be Ali and Serena. After that,
can't go wrong with Mr. Wiggles.
Yo.
After that, might have to really be, I don't want to be lazy and say Jim Brown. Yeah. I feel like that's not counting because he like the godfather of this shit.
Please.
You said I'm gonna say who? Tiger Woods.
Y'all got something in common, so we expected that.
I mean, Tiger, you kind of gotta put Tiger up there.
You don't gotta do shit.
Nah, but he like the most successful black athlete ever. Like,
that's the chicken man over there.
Like, yeah. And after
have you seen it?
Then after that, Jordan. Just you got to.
No, you don't.
Mine would probably consist of Brian Dawkins. That's crazy. What's wrong with Brian Dawkins?
Yo, come on, son. What?
He's the Eagles fan. You don't know what Brian Dawkins mean to him? Brian Dawkins is very tough all time.
Like, what are we talking about?
All-time safety. Top four safety of all time.
He's better than any Falcon safety that you've ever had, bro.
Black athlete round Mount Rushmore, bro?
That's his Mount Rushmore.
It's Mount Rushmore, bro.
Bro, it's an ugly mountain, bro.
Bro, let him finish.
Bro, you got Kobe up there. He's not even better than Brian, bro.
You're trying to take shots and it's not funny because your list stinks. Anyway,
my list
stinks. Nigga named one person, bro.
Word, like, come on, bro. All right. Okay, so Brian Dawkins.
No, you can't.
I can't, bro. Bad
chases are praying. That should sound like an order at Checkers.
That's crazy.
Bad
chases
are praying.
What's your name? Yeah. on a Checker right, burger.
So Brian Dawkins is up there. Serena Williams is up there. I'm going to say, for college football, I'm going to say Vince Young.
Ooh, Reggie Bush got to go somewhere within somewhere or something.
And the last one, maybe.
Okay.
Usain Bolt.
That's valid.
Yeah, that's valid.
It was, you know, it was good.
What?
Jackie Robinson.
I got another one.
Would you put him up there?
Hey, all right, so I got another Mount Rushmore.
Does it include
Harrison Barnes? Yeah.
Oh my god.
Harrison Barnes. Harrison Barnes. Kwame Brown. Jamarcus Russell.
To do what? What's the goal of this?
Trent Richardson.
How the fuck is Harrison Barnes with them niggas?
Bro? Yeah.
The bus.
Bag Chaser Supreme.
Yeah, because he went to the Mavericks and got cash.
At least he earned his check, though.
Bro, there's no criteria, bro.
Darrell Revis got to be in there somewhere. bag chasing Supreme. That nigga's a
nigga
bag
had
chaser.
An island. What do you mean?
No, but that's what I'm saying. But he got the bag though. And he got the. He made sure he got the bag everywhere. He went to New England, got that bag for a year. Then he was like, I know I'm not getting another one, so I'm gonna leave. Come right back here. Fuck it. I'm gonna go to Tampa. Get that bag over there. Darrell Reeves did a lot of. He did a lot of shit that was kind of like. Yeah, he did. In that year.
Yo, so like, y'all fuck with lying on y'all job applications.
Yeah. Shit, lying?
Yeah.
I don't be lying for real, bro.
Give it a shot.
I've been thinking about it.
These niggas don't be checking anything.
That is not true. I'm just saying, but.
Some jobs check.
Yeah.
Some jobs do, some jobs don't. But
they call the number.
Yeah.
Somebody did call me one of my jobs before. Like, can I talk to so and so about so and so?
Like they do be doing it. So, but there's only certain questions you can ask.
You said nah, you back.
So like.
Pardon?
Do y'all know who George Santos is?
No, I don't know who that is. Who's
Santos? So George Santos. Joe Santos. George Santos is a member of the House of Representatives. And this nigga said that his mom died on 9/11.
Oh, I heard about that.
And was lying.
I mean, he lied about some other shit too.
Yeah, his mother.
Is his mother alive?
Yeah.
And hold on, that's not even it either. It's another thing to that. She wasn't even in the country at the time.
Bruh, yeah, like
she was an immigrant.
Yeah, but she wasn't here.
Unless she was already in the country without us knowing, but.
Like, as dark as it is, though, that's a good lie, though.
Yeah, because anybody gonna question that.
Yo, who was the one that said, your son about his mom being dead at 9/11 don't feel right?
Yeah, right. So I said, yeah, we should look into this.
Like, white people is different, bro. Nigga, fact check your mom being dead.
Yeah.
What's crazy is like
you can't post your mom ever again once you say something.
Ever like again. That. You can't even kiss your mom. She's not even your mom no more. She done.
Yeah, like, that's like lying to your kids,
bro. That's insane. Like, why would you say that? But what's crazy is I think people knew about that before. He won in office. Like, I think it came out during the election. He still won. I'm telling you, man, being Republican.
They don't care, bro. They're the dumb. Never mind.
They the what?
They're the dumbest people on the world.
See, it's okay. Say it.
Like, we ain't going. Like, the vast majority of middle America, the Caucasian people, like, they have the lowest IQ or. Lowest test scores, lowest grade scores. Like, they're just stupid,
bro. Not for nothing. Down South probably got that shit beat.
Nah,
Down South is good too.
Nah, Down South.
Them niggas got smooth brains in the middle of the
Nah, country. But like at like Down like Mississippi is probably the worst state in terms of quality of education and shit like that. I got privy to that the other day. It was talking about just how bad education be down south.
I forgot
like Louisiana and shit.
I forgot what percentage of the of America can't read like a digital clock, a hand clock. Yeah, analog clock. I ain't know the name tech.
That shit hilarious. Like, but who do they be testing though?
I don't know. White people.
Just go on TikTok, bro. You'll see how many dumb niggas is on TikTok.
Yeah. That's crazy.
TikTok too much for me.
Yeah, TikTok really it's really a rabbit hole though, for
it's the best rabbit hole, I would say.
Nah, that's Lola Bunny.
So wait, what'd you just say?
Nah. Double up. Please. Double it up.
Oh, speaking of TikTok. Wait.
What'd you press?
That's a cool sound for Sean.
Yo, you're disgusting. You're a sicko. So speaking of TikTok, so they have this trend going around about celebrity doppelgangers, bro. And enough of y'all said that I look like Dr. Umar Johnson, bro. So I put that as my celebrity doppelganger. Why is that shit going up on TikTok right now? I don't think I do, bro. Like, is it my hair? Like,
nigga, it's you.
You look like with the beard.
It's better than what I had to go through.
It's the
What do you mean?
My home, nah, this isn't nobody like prevalent for real. My homie said like, yeah, cuz whatever.
Yeah. That nigga sounded like Kevin Garnett. He was really, that nigga said me like, equivalent.
The nigga Fat Trail. Oh, that's he said this shit a few years ago. He's like, yeah, this nigga missed him like Fat Trail. That's crazy.
He used to be like Spencer James.
All American.
From where?
All American. All American. That's the celebrity doppelganger that they gave you, mister? Huh? That's the celebrity doppelganger they gave you?
Yeah, from like years ago.
I would have just gave him, nah. I would have said T Grizzly.
That was before T Grizzly was out, though.
Nah, that's true.
Yeah. Didn't something happen to him? No, he just got out of jail again.
You were saying, people were saying Rashawn looked like, who was it, Roddy Ricch? I think now with your, yeah, but now with you growing your hair the way it is, I think you look like Kai Cenat.
What?
You do?
Not really.
Kai Cenat, the
just got canceled because his mans was a predator.
He'd be around white people too much.
He didn't get canceled. Shit. He didn't get canceled.
He's still up there in the 80,000s or more.
He got more than 80,000 now.
No. I know he passed it, but like, did it drop off at some point?
Nah.
Yeah, them white niggas ain't.
He didn't stream for like a week, and he got like 100K in one stream within like 10 minutes.
He right back. He was just at Ruby Rose house.
He be having everybody at his crib, bro.
Yeah, bro. I be watching sometimes this shit.
No, I know, but that's what I'm different. Saying is like he be having everybody.
Might tap into that.
Yeah, Ice Spice there. He had Tiana Trump there. Tiana Trump was in like three streams with him.
Yeah, because he won like the celebrity dating shit. And the prize was Tiana Trump.
Which is crazy.
Can't tell me that they ain't do nothing.
Yeah, he beat. What you mean? She just selling pussy on the timeline for $300. You think she ain't?
That's true.
How can I choose if I already chose?
Like.
Snapchat meetups?
You fucking Tiana Taylor?
Absolutely
Tiana
not.
Teller?
Tiana Trump? No. Nah. Absolutely not.
You said, y'all not doing it for $300?
Shit, I'm not a fan of her, bro.
Word, I'm not.
Wait, I'm sorry. Niggas are giving you $300 and you're not doing it? Is that what we all just said?
Are you spending?
Let's say pay.
I was very confused.
Like, I will pay off my credit card before I like spend $300 on her.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just me though. Cause I'm
just
not
300, but it's 300, bro.
I'm not smacking.
It's just 300,
I'm not
but
smacking
yeah, I'd rather put the 300 back in my credit card. Oh yeah.
You smash Tiana Taylor
before
you smash Tiana Trump?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Not even close.
I don't think so.
You bugging?
One has been in the bang bus, and the other one hasn't.
Tiana Taylor is fire.
Tiana shows.
Man, she be thrusting.
She be
bro.
Thrusting. It's crazy. She be thrusting. Yeah. Yo, so it's very interesting to me. It just kind of, we was talking about food a little bit on the last pod.
What was that?
Oh, last pod. Wow.
One of them episodes. All right. How many foods that we consume or that the country consumes that are like banned around the world? It's actually really sad.
Isn't it like over 100 or something like that?
Well, I got 15 that like...
What foods are you hearing that niggas can't eat over there?
Yeah.
That, all right, so number one, pork. And it's banned for like health reasons. So number one, I'm going to go through all 15. Number one is Twinkies. It's like...
Yeah, Twinkies are terrible. You should not eat them.
But it's banned... Austria, Finland, and Norway, you can't have it. And they have to have like special labels on them in Europe because of like the yellow dye at number five. Yo, want to know? I bet money nobody could guess number two. I want everybody to try and guess number two because I'm gonna show you at a picture, and y'all gonna be like, bro, what the fuck? Everybody take a guess. No,
donuts is a pretty good one.
I'm thinking right now. Go to Reg.
This nigga said four.
Yeah, I said what? Yeah, I said
I'm gonna say Doritos.
Yeah, I was thinking chips. Because I don't know. Let's go.
Stovetop turkey?
I don't eat that shit anymore.
Stuffing? Bro.
They can't have stuffing?
Bro. For all you niggas who eat stuff, I hate that shit. I'm glad.
Stuffing tastes weird, bro.
Nah, bro. Nothing can save that shit, bro.
It's banned in Japan, the UK, and several European countries. Number three is Skittles. Mm. It's got titanium dioxide. Number four is coffee meat. So like the coffee creamers that everybody using. Yeah, it's made of seed oils. So it's like it's hydrogenated soybean oil. Like it's banned in Austria, Hungary, and like mad Scandinavian countries. Number five.
You looking at yourself in the mirror right now. That's why he was just looking like that.
Number five is U.S. pork. Ractopamine or something. It's an animal feed additive, and it's been linked to several major health issues in humans and animals.
What is U.S. pork again?
Pork?
Pork. I thought you said port.
No. It's banned in China, Russia, and Europe.
As it should be.
Ritz crackers, number six.
Wow. Ritz crackers?
Yeah, it got crack in it, bro.
What type of cheese, though?
Any type of cheese. Remember cheese in a can? That's
the
word.
You know the cheese singles ain't like cheese?
Duh.
I didn't know that. American cheese is not like really like... Yeah, American cheese is actually the best cheese for like a cheeseburger.
Or a grilled cheese. I didn't know that was cheese. American cheese product.
That's really what it say too, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Prepackaged beef. Ground beef.
So bologna?
U.S. beef is banned in Europe, so no beef from the U.S. can be sold in Europe, no matter what quality it is. Our best quality beef can't be sold.
I don't think that's us, though. I don't
think Wagyu is us. They do have American bread, Wagyu.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, but it's not.
So basically, the cow that was raised in the U.S., they don't
eat
that meat?
No. Something tells me that.
Come from Japan or some shit, right?
Yeah, traditional Wagyu, yeah.
Pause. Something tells me that meat tastes better.
Why'd you smile after it?
What made you go with that?
Pause wasn't enough for that, bro. Like,
they said pause.
Your smile wiped it away, cuz.
Yeah. Swiss roll is number eight.
Damn. That's the first thing that you said on this list that I really fuck with, bro.
Swiss rolls. It's got yellow number five and red dye 40. No Norway, no Austria.
Where the hell is the yellow at?
It's probably how they make it brown.
Nah, I'm not reacting to
that. Wait, y'all ever thought about what food it looked like without food dye? Like certain foods?
Not really. That's a high thought that you ever had? Huh? That's a high thought that you had?
Nah, I'm just thinking about it just now.
So like cotton candy, CNC would probably look what?
You're talking about the Twinkie yellow dye. What would a Twinkie look like without the yellow dye?
You want to see?
Probably white.
I'll show you.
It's like Wonder Bread probably.
That's what a Twinkie looks like. It looks like Reggie from the 80s.
Wow. Jesus.
That's the episode cover.
I don't think that should be the episode cover. You're just going to scroll past that shit like, what the fuck is this?
That shit like, one weed, please. Maraschino cherries.
Wow.
I was about to...
Yeah. What, because of red too?
It's red 40. Yo, so this one was actually... it taught me something. Farmed salmon. So farm raised salmon isn't good.
Nah.
And like that's it's just so crazy how just the way things are sold to us that for people who don't know these.
It's because you said it on the pod.
Like for people who don't know these things, you would never know that like farm raised salmon wasn't good. It sounds appealing. It sounds marketable.
My mom always wanted something about that shit.
Yeah, they feed them like mercury and like all types of other antibiotics and shit like in the salmon.
They have higher levels of mercury.
Yeah.
Like wild fish.
And like hella omega-3s and shit.
The wild caught. Gotta catch it in the wild.
Yeah. U.S. milk.
That should have been.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Mountain Dew.
That doesn't surprise me either.
You said Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew. It has brominated vegetable oil in it.
And needs that Baja Blast.
Pepsi said they was getting rid of it in 2014. It's still around. There's a dip. That's crazy. It's different.
Bro, I just want to say that I hate the fucking Hawks, bro. Niggas.
So you not talk about that ticket on here?
I'm sorry.
Yo, ready? So United States chicken. Chicken in the U.S., they don't eat. So it doesn't say anything about steroids. What it says here in the thread was like, the EU smartly asked, why does it need to be washed in chlorine in the first place? It's like U.S. chicken is washed in chlorine before it's like sent out, like it's packaged and all that. Like that's how like they clean it and all that. Why do you need to put the chicken in chlorine? Chlorine cleans pools. Like, is that filthy? Shit crazy. And then on top of that, we wash the chicken and stuff like that too. Fruit Loops.
What?
I had dogs and Fruit Loops right now.
Fruit Loops contains more sugar than any other ingredient, contains GMOs, contains food dyes, dangerous preservatives, the flavors aren't is natural. Huh?
I'm surprised Fruit Snacks not on that list.
It's a there's a longer list.
Fruit Snacks are so bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a pack earlier.
Me too. I be dogging them shits.
I don't dog them, but I have one.
The Welch's or the Mott's.
And then United States corn.
Corn,
yeah.
You gotta eat maize from Mexico. That's the original.
Spray with atrazine. It's linked to birth defects and it's banned in 44 countries. In the U.S., the pesticide lobby sees to it that we spray 70 million pounds of the stuff annually on our domestic corn.
Fuck it.
Wow. I don't eat corn.
Except Twinkies. Fuck Twinkies.
Twinkies were mad. Like it's like I'd rather make some with a Twinkie. I'm not gonna eat one.
I've never had a Twinkie in my life.
Wait, what? I'm talking about what Shake said.
You'd rather make something with a Twinkie
than eat a Twinkie. But you're eating Twinkie.
I said make someone.
Oh, my bad. I'm yeah.
I was saying, like, what, she gonna make a Twinkie sandwich or something like that? What the fuck?
I'm mad because we kept going with it. And now that's the question.
Is a Twinkie a sandwich?
Twinkies are boneless, though.
Pause. You know what? I've had enough of you.
Wait, are hot dogs boneless?
Bro, what's going on here?
Hot dogs are boneless.
Hot dogs are just a mixture of meats.
At first it was just that couch and then this nigga wanted to join in. Like,
it's really charcuterie for real. It's it's bottom tier charcuterie.
Don't they roll meats up in the refrigerator?
That's sausages, right?
The thing is ground up for real.
Yeah, and mix them up in the refrigerator.
Yeah, it's pork, chicken, beef.
Well, stop trying to make eye contact with niggas.
That nigga said beef.
I see somebody on TikTok make like spaghetti, but he didn't take like the he didn't take the collar off the sausage.
I know he mean, but it's like
that shit made me so mad.
did you see the nigga who used his pasta as you know what I'm talking about? Who
you know the nigga that fucked the big chicken?
No, I don't know. I haven't seen about that
video.
No.
Why would I see that?
It was on Twitter. It was like a day on Twitter where that video was just floating around. And niggas was like, you know, if I had to see this, you had to see it too. But somebody copied, bro.
I'm glad I ain't seen it.
Like between the buns.
Yeah, with the
yo. Wait, hold on.
We're so off the rails wait, right so now. He was,
hold on.
We gotta reel this back.
I gotta ask him.
How was he fucking?
Was he holding the sandwich together while he was fucking up?
Like held it like
was there ketchup on it?
Yo,
he like held it like this.
He one handed like, that bitch.
Was there condiments on it?
He put his meat under the meat that's already on the sandwich.
Oh,
he was fucking
to make chicken. All right, that's super nasty.
You need to mix mayonnaise.
See what I mean, man?
Yo, stop giving him a mic, bro.
Yo, Yo, Zeke, don't tilt it over that way. No,
yo,
more.
Yo.
He made his own McChicken double.
That's a McGangbang for real.
If you made it to this part of the podcast, I apologize because these niggas are fucking idiots.
Yo, can we hit the trigger warning button, please? Just something. Oh my god.
Trigger warning.
A McDicken. A mayonnaise McDicken. Yo, can I get a McDicken with mayonnaise?
Once again, if you made it to this part of the podcast, I apologize.
Yo, for these McDicken dickheads. Is insane.
With no Bev.
That was the worst thing I seen on Twitter. Aside from the pizza with the melted peeps on it, bro.
The pizza, what?
The marshmallow peeps. Bro, somebody made a pizza pie.
You said this on a pod before, yeah, right?
Melted peeps on the pizza, bro.
The marshmallow like bird pizza.
Yes, I almost threw up when I saw that shit.
Your niggas are not well.
That's like, marshmallows wasn't on that list.
That's like the pickles on pizza, cuz.
Oh yeah. Shorty put pickles.
But she from Ohio though, so like she don't count. That's the like.
Nah, bro. What did they do when they made the they put the sugar on? Was it on the pasta? When the chick drained the she like drained the noodles and then put milk in it and fucking, bro. You know,
nigga, what the fuck you be watching?
Remember when Shorty tried to cook the chicken in the microwave on Flavor of Love?
Hey yo. I think it was Hottie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh. Like, seeing her do that, it was just like, oh.
So that shit was the air fryer.
She tried to cook a whole chicken and that
in
shit.
The microwave, bro. She was like, 40 minutes should be good. Bitch. What? Yo.
The microwave gonna blow up, bro.
You gonna get cancer.
What, nigga, the house got cancer if that shit run that long?
That shit sound like a Kid Cudi album in the kitchen.
Yeah, I remember I almost set my house on fire putting a Wendy's. Remember how Wendy's used to have aluminum foil?
Yo, all right, real fast though, because I almost did the same shit, bro.
I ain't know, I was young as hell, bro.
And niggas yelled at you, right?
Yeah.
But ain't nobody tell you first,
ain't nobody,
right?
Ain't nobody tell me that you
niggas like, why would you put that in the microwave, bitch? Why you ain't tell me?
Yeah, I put a fork in the microwave.
All right, that's crazy.
I put a fork in the microwave on purpose.
Well, I made my plate.
Right? It was crazy. You just looking at it like.
I made my plate, but I left the fork on the plate and then put the plate in the microwave.
You remember, you go to some people's house, like, they got the metal rim on the plate.
She ran over to the microwave and turned it off before anything happened.
You ain't never go to nobody's house, they got the little metal rim on around the edge of their plates.
No.
So them plates don't go in the microwave?
Nah.
It's like a little ceramic. Man, listen. I just been on, you know what I'm saying, some blocks y'all ain't been on.
I put a fork in the microwave on purpose before. Just to see what'll happen.
Bro.
Do y'all love y'all life? Like, what the fuck do y'all be doing?
Yeah, I was just sitting here like.
I know your house. I know it smelled crazy in there.
Why did you microwave a boiled egg?
Yo, in his defense, he was like 10.
That's not a good defense.
That doesn't mean anything.
The egg blew up in your mouth?
It made your lips burn?
So you had yolk in your mouth?
Oh. And it blew up?
So it bust on
his
chest. So it spilled on your chest too.
And he spit it out. You said you bit into it and it blew up. How did it get in your mouth?
I'm confused. It. So it never hit you,
bro. Please stop.
Hey, all right.
Why are you not supposed to use your teeth, bro? Like,
all right.
Yo, what is happening?
Yo, this is the disgusting part.
This is the nasty hat goes to you today. Make sure you give it to yourself.
Hey yo.
Yo. How you gonna put that on my name? How we gonna put that on my name? Cause that's not facts.
Hey, yo.
It's the fact how he pointed, though. Nigga said he was sucking dick in the movie theater. Like, bro, what?
Nah, niggas is crazy, bro.
Niggas is fucking crazy.
Yo, what? Oh, shit.
Yo, he said that shit like, fuck you talking about?
Like, what, me?
You not sucking dick.
Oh, so you doing the bend.
Yeah, nah, niggas is insane, bro.
Yo. Oh, shit. That's the episode cover right there. Janet Jackson freaks when she said that shit. She Nothing had right tears now. In her eyes, bro. She was so hurt. How do you marry? That nigga shit. Ain't
nobody been in here. I'm gonna have to watch that scene, bro.
Bro, what? Oh, man. Yo.
Yo, that shit was crazy.
Nah, she poured that sludge on the girl, bro.
Yo, getting that,
Whoopi Goldberg character was crazy.
Yeah. The
she played the fuck out that
The abortion in the little basement was crazy.
Nah, that was really scary. That traumatized me, and I don't got a uterus. Like, that shit was really scary. Like, in that very moment, I sat there and I looked at what women went through or what they possibly could have to go through if it was no Planned Parenthood. I was like, oh my God, bro.
Yeah, she was over there smoking them cigarettes.
Macy Gray was wild.
Yeah.
Only time I ever seen anything about an abortion because I was in like a summer camp or some shit.
You seen an abortion at summer camp?
Nah, bro. Listen.
Have you ever heard niggas call eggs chicken abortions?
Yeah. I think you said that shit.
Bro, that shit hilarious, bro.
Yeah, but nah, I was in like a summer camp under like what, like a church or some shit, bro. Like some random.
I got kicked out of one of those.
they sent us to like some sex like informational type of thing or whatever, and they bleeped out the girl.
I ain't
pussy,
go to church
but,
for
like,
that.
They showed like the noise from the machine sucking the baby out of the out of her uterus and shit, bro. And her legs vibrating. We was like, what the fuck, like.
What the fuck was they watching?
You know they sucked the baby out of the what you call it?
Alright, let's get away from this.
No, like they pull the baby out of you and everything. Like, and it's part of, like, on? The baby can break up inside the body, so they gotta go back in there and vacuum stuff out.
Oh wait. Yeah, oh, what are you talking about?
He's like educating me on an abortion.
Oh wow.
Right now?
Yeah, because if not, we're gonna end up like you with
Jesus.
Wow. That's crazy. That was gonna happen to you anyway. You're just gonna be 60 at graduation. Hate to break it to you, brother.
Wait.
Hate to break it to you, brother.
Wait, so there was a video of.
Yeah, but it was blocked out and shit like that. Like, you could only see, like, the legs.
That's disgusting.
They didn't show the whole procedure. It was like a quick clip.
You
like,
said I thought it was a hook. That's fucked up.
All right, that's enough. Nah, that's enough.
Hey, you trying to play hooky? Peter Payne.
We don't have to do this, bro.
I'm not doing anything. This is you guys.
You put it in the Peter Payne.
No, check the time, bro. No, check the time.
Yeah, that's enough. This has been the episode N87 End of Regulation Podcast. I am one of your hosts.
Boop, Luke.
It's your man with the Taliban.
Zig Love in the motherfucking building.
Another time for Bert.
Monsieur Bouzin.
Saying.
Monsieur Bouzin.
Serum has done it again.
Nah.
What's that button? It's like the thing that we're.
Hey, make sure you make Zig a nasty hat.
Don't make me a nasty hat. I ain't do nothing.
Nah, you get a nasty hat today.
How I get the nasty hat?
Nah, y'all got the nasty match outfits.
Nasty velour suits.
Yeah. But yeah.
It's like a button where it sounds like a missile coming in, and then I do the boom. But I think we took it off because I was emo, but
I remember. Shout out Elo.
Yes, sir. Wait, the pod still running?
Yeah, it's still running.
Shit. Are you looking for this nut ass button?
I don't even think you played the song yet, did you? I don't got no headphones on. Why? So yeah, we just stuck in it. Yeah. Yeah, it's your boy Mess. I'm about to freestyle. Nah, I ain't doing none of that. Fuck you, just press, nigga.
Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation. Trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas. Hit a fatal when your niggas. I don't get no explanations. I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition. I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition. Kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education. Smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face. If you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.
Fuck shake.